Welcome to the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com, where each week we take a look at a mysterious disappearance, object, place, or other mystery in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 15, The Mystery of the Lost City of Atlantis. The lost city of Atlantis has captivated the human imagination for over 2 millennia, with its legend continuing to inspire tales of ancient civilizations, advanced technology, and cataclysmic destruction. First mentioned by the Greek philosopher Plato in his dialogues Timaeus and Critias, Atlantis has since become one of history's most enduring mysteries. Despite centuries of speculation, exploration, and debate, the existence of Atlantis has never been definitively proven, leaving scholars and adventurers alike to wonder if it was a real place or simply a figment of Plato's imagination. According to Plato, Atlantis was a powerful and technologically advanced civilization that existed approximately 9,000 years before his time. He described the city as being located beyond the Pillars of Hercules, a reference to what is now known as the Strait of Gibraltar. Atlantis was said to be a vast island, larger than Libya and Asia Minor combined, with fertile plains, magnificent architecture, and a highly organized society. The city was ruled by a confederation of kings, with the descendants of the god Poseidon governing the island. However, despite its grandeur and power, Atlantis eventually fell into corruption and moral decay, leading to its downfall. Plato's account suggests that the gods grew displeased with Atlantis, and as punishment, the island was struck by a series of catastrophic events. Earthquakes and floods ravaged the land, and in a single day and night of destruction, Atlantis sank beneath the sea, disappearing from history. While Plato's writings are the only direct source of the Atlantis story, the vividness of his description has led many to believe that it could be based on a real place or event, albeit embellished over time. One of the key debates surrounding Atlantis is whether Plato's account was intended as a historical record or an allegorical tale. Some scholars argue that Atlantis was never meant to be taken literally, and that Plato used it as a moral fable to illustrate the dangers of hubris, imperial overreach, and moral decline. In this interpretation, Atlantis serves as a cautionary tale about the consequences of excessive power and corruption, with the city's fall representing the inevitable collapse of any civilization that strays from virtue. However, others believe that Plato's description of Atlantis may have been based on a real location or inspired by actual historical events. Some researchers suggest that Plato might have drawn on ancient memories of natural disasters or lost civilizations, particularly given the frequency of catastrophic events in the Mediterranean region during antiquity. The eruption of the Thera volcano, for example, which devastated the Minoan civilization on the island of Crete around 1600 BCE, is often cited as a potential inspiration for the Atlantis legend. This powerful eruption caused widespread destruction and is believed to have triggered tsunamis that wiped out coastal settlements. Some scholars speculate that the destruction of the Minoans may have influenced Plato's depiction of a once great civilization being swallowed by the sea. Another theory suggests that Atlantis could have been located in the Atlantic Ocean, as its name implies. Early modern explorers such as Ignatius Donnelly, an American congressman and writer, popularized the idea that Atlantis was a real place situated somewhere in the Atlantic, possibly near the Azores or Canary Islands. Donnelly, in his 1882 book Atlantis, The Antediluvian World, argued that Atlantis was the cradle of all civilization and that its destruction had dispersed advanced knowledge and technology to other parts of the world. While Donnelly's ideas have largely been dismissed by modern scholars, his work helped to fuel the enduring fascination with Atlantis. Other potential locations for Atlantis have been proposed, including parts of South America, the Caribbean, and even Antarctica. Some theorists have pointed to the submerged city of Dwarka off the coast of India, or the Bimini Road, a series of underwater rock formations near the Bahamas, as evidence of lost civilizations that could be connected to the Atlantis legend. However, none of these sites has provided conclusive proof of Atlantis's existence, and most remain speculative at best. The idea that Atlantis could be a lost civilization from a forgotten era has also attracted attention from proponents of pseudoscience and alternative history. Some have claimed that Atlantis was a technologically advanced society that possessed knowledge far beyond that of other ancient civilizations, possibly even including advanced engineering, flying machines, or nuclear power. These theories, often rooted in fringe ideas or conspiracy thinking, suggest that Atlantis might have been the source of human innovation, with its knowledge lost to time after the city's destruction. Such claims, however, lack credible evidence and are generally dismissed by mainstream historians and archaeologists. Despite the lack of hard evidence, the mystery of Atlantis endures, largely because it speaks to a universal human fascination with lost worlds and forgotten knowledge. The idea that a powerful civilization could rise and fall, leaving behind only traces in myth and legend, resonates with our curiosity about the past and our fear of impermanence. The story of Atlantis also raises questions about the fragility of human societies, the power of nature, and the consequences of hubris, themes that remain relevant in today's world. In recent years, technological advancements in archaeology, such as underwater exploration and satellite imaging, have renewed interest in the search for Atlantis. While no definitive discovery has been made, these tools have allowed researchers to investigate submerged ruins and ancient coastlines more thoroughly than ever before. Some archaeologists believe that further exploration of the Mediterranean and the Atlantic seabeds could one day reveal the remains of a long-lost civilization, possibly shedding new light on the origins of the Atlantis story. In the end, whether Atlantis was a real place or a fictional allegory, its mystery continues to captivate. The story serves as a reminder of the power of myth and the allure of the unknown. As long as the mystery persists, Atlantis will remain a symbol of a lost world, buried beneath the waves, waiting to be discovered or forever left to the imagination. Whether or not the truth about Atlantis is ever uncovered, its legend has secured a permanent place in the annals of human history and culture. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.